The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, it's 10 o'clock on the dot. Me and Del now for the rest of the way. Then it's the press box, then it's Josh, then it's Fred and AJ right here on ESPN 97.5. And then Patrick Creighton tonight, I believe, right? Or do they play, do they do the replay of the wrestling show on Wednesday night?
I don't know what happens on Wednesday nights.
All right. And Tuesdays is Soccer Matters, right?
Yes, with Glenn Davis, right, our favorite.
Yeah. No. I listen to that. It's awesome. It's awesome stuff. 713-780-3776 is the number. Keith has been waiting a while. He wants to get in here to talk about James Harden. Hey, Keith.
Good morning, gentlemen. I got two James Harden questions for you. Hoping you can give us some insight into what makes the future Hall of Famer tick. But real quick, before I get to that, hopefully if everything goes right, Saturday at 12:15 p.m., I'll be getting my second coronavirus vaccination shot, and I'll be fully vaccinated.
Awesome. Congrats.
They give you a card, you know, you've already got one. It says you got one shot. So I don't know. I guess you show the card in certain spots and future dates. I'm not sure. I guess if you travel, you show the card and show your vaccinated, but you know, they kept me for like 15 minutes to make sure you have no side effects. So they kept you, take the shot, they keep 15 minutes, and then you tell them you're fine, and then you go.
And then you're sick. I've taken both shots, and both days, Keith, I felt like I had coronavirus the next
day. I want to do the Johnson & Johnson. It's just one shot.
Yeah,
that's what I'd like to do.
Well, too late.
Well, anyway, the James Harden questions for you guys. Number one. Okay, James Harden, when James Harden goes to a strip club and a song comes on that he likes, does he have multiple private strippers dance for him during the song? And then the second question is, do you think strippers will eat for free at his restaurant? Hmm.
So I think that second question is a fair question for sure.
Do you think like it's going to
be? Yeah, because a lot of people do different restaurants. So you hand out a card and it's got your signature on the back.
Well, something like
maybe free appetizers.
Cops get a discount at the Mayor's Barbecue. Okay. Cops do. Yeah. Because and that's awfully nice.
He said, will strippers eat for free?
Well, James give them vouchers as opposed to cash or in concert with cash while he's at the club?
$13. He'll have
$13?
Like 13 restaurant bucks.
They'll get their real money.
In the air and they're like, this is for a.
I mean, he'll give them some real money.
This is for onion rings.
But he'll also give them a voucher.
I don't think he's
for free onion rings.
It's not going to be like a Burger King. 13's going to be like a nice restaurant. I don't think that's going to be the case.
He won't get one
of those. Although the thought is that there's going to be a strip club.
Is that real?
In the whole building.
Is that real?
In the building.
You believe that?
I think you got tricked.
I don't know. I don't know.
Does it sound like it could happen? Was it potentially discussed? Oh, yeah, sure.
No. Do you think that, more likely or less likely, wants a strip club attached?
No, actually, you're right. Because why let all that money go to, like, that one place that's right there off of Richmond by Winrock or whatever it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Why let all the strip clubs?
Onyx.
Why not have a restaurant?
Onyx.
And then if James is giving away all this money, why don't he get people there where he hangs out at his own? You're right. Actually, that's probably the moneymaker.
That's where the real money is.
And the food stuff is just like.
Strip club? Are you kidding me? And how convenient. James eats at his restaurant, goes over to his strip club. Bing, bing.
I'm looking at the menu right
now. He probably is going to get an apartment upstairs. And now he can live there. He can eat there. He can do other stuff there.
Frankly, I think Keith asked the wrong question. The correct question is, will any stripper ever say this?
I'm uncomfortably close to your wang. No. None of them will.
None of them will say that. No. That's not what strippers say. There's no uncomfort there. There's discomfort. There's just, actually, it's a comfortable place. That's actually, I don't know.
May say that at certain clubs, like,
hey,
I just want to dance. I don't need this upside down backflip into my face. How about be careful with those see-through heels?
I'm like, I don't want to say what. I'm not putting my voice on uncomfortably close to something. No, I'm not putting my voice on that. No. Good questions posed there, Keith. And the answer is probably yes. Strippers. I don't. No. Here's the deal. Strippers will not eat free there. It'll be nothing but strippers in there. It'll be nothing but strippers. Now,
I don't think
that will attract a good crowd. But James ain't making no money off feeding. Ho's got to eat too. They got to pay for it though.
I don't think strippers are going to give James his cash back. I don't think they're going to take his money and then hand it right back to him at his restaurant. I think they're more. I think they're more.
Actually,
I don't know the word.
They're smarter than we are.
Smarter than that. They wouldn't do that. They're just going to be like, thanks.
Why plus and minus?
Listen, it's an investment. Who's going to be in James' restaurants? James' people. James' people like strippers. Guess what? You make more money by spending money. You got to spend money to make money.
I feel like James' people will bring the strippers along. They don't need to pay for their food to meet them.
There's a certain steakhouse here, though, that's kind of pretty expensive. And you know what you find at the bar? A lot.
Yeah. Are they paying for their food?
Well, sure they are.
What do you find?
When they're sitting alone,
paying
for their drinks.
You find
hookers.
No, you find call girls at steakhouses.
Yeah. Hookers. They're called.
No. They're not called hookers.
No, call girls are people, are girls you call.
Okay. I think it goes like this.
Girls sitting at the bar are hookers.
Wait, escorts?
Escorts, maybe.
Call girls, hookers.
Oh.
The connotation for hooker.
You can be a nice hooker. You could be a hooker with a heart of gold.
I didn't say you couldn't be.
Yeah. Sex workers, I think they like to be called.
Yeah. Yeah.
That doesn't sound like something I want to be called.
Better than hooker.
There's an investment. If you're going to sit at a bar, now sometimes.
But how expensive is this meal?
Lean. Well, wait a minute. Sometimes times are lean and there ain't a lot of prospects in there and you might go home empty handed. But you made your effort and you got to spend some money.
But how much is a meal at James that they're going to be willing to take that chance?
Any more expensive than a meal at this steakhouse.
Are they eating at steak? Are they actually eating meals or drinking?
Yeah, a lot of times drinking.
Well, now. If the John comes and sits down next to him,
I'm going to eat this whole thing played out.
Now I'm going to eat. Well, that's
different.
They'll buy you a drink. Yeah. You start with drink one, and then
hey, you hungry? Yeah, yeah. Host got to eat too.
And do the ladies of the night have a deal with the bartender where, hey, you let me sit here, you don't force me to leave. I cut you a little something so I can sit here.
Well, that could be too.
Yeah,
yeah. There could be a little arrangement there too.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to cut too deep into your profits.
No, certainly, but you let the bartender is not going to run you out of there because he knows at some point he's going to get broken off or she will get broken off a little bit. I'm assuming that's how it works.
You got to break something off. Otherwise, hey, hooker, get out of here.
Beat it.
Yeah. No. Everybody's got to be greased a little bit.
Hey, hooker, beat it.
Yeah. I don't know if that's the actual way it goes down. Maybe they have a name that they use. Hey, Cynthia, beat it. Not, hey, hooker, get out of here.
Cynthia, why Cynthia's sitting over here going, wait, Cynthia means hooker now?
I didn't want to use a traditional name
Becky
like
and,
Cherry
and Karen.
Or,
Becky and Karen are now one of those.
Becky with good hair. I didn't want to use a traditional name
now,
like
Cynthia's a
Cinnamon
hooker?
Or Cherry or Jessica. Cynthia.
Jessica. Is that a dancer name? Jessica?
Maybe.
Wow, I didn't know that. All the Jessicas out there are going, hey, F you, Dell.
I don't know a lot of Jessicas. That's why I use that word. That's why I use that name.
Yeah. So what with this whole thing going on right now, I don't know. Was there a trade? No, I guess because David Johnson actually redid his deal. Yard Barker did the worst trades in NFL history. The worst trades in NFL history. In 2020, they actually did it by year and then went backwards. So the worst trade, the first worst trade is David Johnson for DeAndre Hopkins. I don't think there's any question. Is that not considered widely considered the worst trade
it's
in NFL?
It's not. It's David Johnson and Brandon Cooks for DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah.
Yeah. Because they got a second round or two.
You have to say that. Did they not mention that?
For Hopkins.
So let's put a player on it. That pick became Brandon Cooks.
Yeah.
It still sucks. The deal still sucks.
The results of the trade have got to play out, but Houston's return for Hopkins looks quite iffy on paper. Acquired Johnson, a second-round pick, and swapped fourth-round picks for Arizona's with Arizona for Hopkins.
But the second was already traded.
It was already traded.
They didn't mention that.
Yeah. Johnson saw only 130 touches, while Hopkins has clearly established himself as one of the top. He was second team all pro. So is that widely, is that worse than the Ryan Leaf trade?
No. No.
No.
Who's doing this?
I mean, no. Well, wait a minute.
No, so, Ryan Leaf was terrible. And so was, frankly,
San Diego said two first-round picks, a second-round pick, and two players to the Cardinals to move from number three
and
to number
RG3
two.
RG3 also.
Yeah, RG3. RG3 was ridiculously bad. Targeting kind of. I want D-Hop to be considered the worst in history. I mean, don't you?
You're not a real Texans fan if you want that.
Well, I know. And you know, when you think of it, that it was Brandon Cooks actually didn't have a bad year.
No.
Brandon Cooks actually came on and played pretty well.
He was fine. The problem was he was compared and included in the we got rid of DeAndre for David Johnson.
Right.
Brandon Cooks as an individual transaction, maybe you didn't want to give a second round pick for him, but he was good.
Yeah. Now, how long is Brandon Cooks going to be here?
Well, that was the thing we had a problem with, that the concussions, but he was able to stay on the field. And if he's going to do that, he can be a guy who catches passes. He can be a good player who went for 81, almost over right at 1,500 yards and 60 TDs. That's a good year. Now, he did it with one of the best quarterbacks in the game. Hopefully that guy is back, but if he's not, we'll see what his numbers look like with a different guy. But I don't think the Texans lost out on the Brandon Cooks deal. It's just combined with other things that make it look bad.
The Redskins sent three first-rounders and a second-rounder to the Rams, who had Sam Bradford at the time.
What did the Eagles give up to move up to take Carson Wentz? Didn't they make multiple trades to get that done?
That's not in here, the Carson Wentz deal. They don't consider that horrific, even though now look how – I mean, they won a Super Bowl.
Well,
he was there for most of the season, so.
Yes, but he – the question is, do you believe he would have – it's weird to say because he was playing great. The thought is, do you believe if he was a quarterback, they would win? I don't know that why they wouldn't, Nick. But winning in the playoffs is a lot different than the regular season stuff.
And here's the one.
Yeah, the Eagles the first trade the Eagles made was the second overall pick to the Dolphins for number 13 cornerback Byron Maxwell and Kiko Alonso. And then to move up to second overall, they traded that 8 pick they got from the Dolphins, a 16 third-round pick, a 16 fourth-rounder, a 17 first-rounder, and an 18 second-round pick. All of that for Carson Wentz.
That seems like a lot.
For a guy who's no longer on your roster.
Yeah, but they did win a Super Bowl, so,
but
I mean, that's...
Not with him.
No, with him for most of the season.
But he did not win. He's not going to get credit for winning that Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, he got a ring.
No, he's not getting credit for winning it. He got credit for being on the team, but he's not getting credit for winning it.
Well, you got to give him more credit than that.
No one looks at that.
He got him the record that got him into the playoffs.
But no one's going to look at that and say that trade led to a Super Bowl. They're going to say, thank God they had Nick Foles on the roster.
Yeah, well, but you still have to give him credit.
For what?
I mean, no one's going to say that. I'm saying it.
For good.
If it wasn't for Carson Wentz, you probably don't win the Super Bowl. If you had Nick Foles as the quarterback all season long,
how do you know that
you win all those games?
You don't know that.
No, I don't know that. But I do know that Carson Wentz did win all those games.
Yeah, but he is now no longer part of that team. So does that pick, do those trades make it a good selection?
Yes. What would you give up to win a Super Bowl?
But he didn't win it. I'm like, I know where you're standing, and I'm just going to stand on that he doesn't get credit. He gets credit for a good 14 games or whatever he played.
Yeah. That's kind of a big deal to get there, to get that many wins.
Well, it's bigger than I think it's bigger what Nick Foles did, but I get what you're saying.
1013 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776 if you want to hang with us. Come on.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Down. breaking down the NBA right now, Dell, as we head to the halfway mark. Tonight will be the halfway mark. Breaking it down in categories, in tiers. The favorites, two of them.
Oh, you're asking me? I thought you had the list. The Lakers and I can't. Do they really have the Sixers as the favorite?
No.
Is it because of the Clippers?
The Nets.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, we haven't seen a lot of them whole. There's always someone missing, but yeah.
No. Those are the two. I mean, in betting wise, especially, they're right there, one and two, and then there's everybody else. Championship contenders, if everything breaks right, five teams. And I don't know. Do you think the Sixers actually have a legit shot at a championship?
No, but you're asking someone who's has been out on the Sixers for a while. People are always intrigued by the Sixers because of the level of talent in their top two guys, and you have a new coach. So I guess they make the list, but yeah.
I don't think so either.
No,
and I don't know about the Jazz either. If you want to know the truth,
no, the Jazz have to get out. They have to get out of a first round.
Yeah.
That's the first step, and they're one of those teams who blew a 3-1 lead. I think it's the five. I guess it's the Jazz, the Clippers, Sixers, Bucks, and who else? Who's the fifth?
Nuggets.
Yeah, they've went to the conference finals, so you got to throw them in there. Yeah. Although the Nuggets are not having a great year. Now the spread isn't great. I mean, in terms of the distance between them and even a 3 seed, but they're the 7 seed right now. But they're tied with, like, 3 other teams for that. Like, the Spurs are a good basketball team again, if you weren't paying attention.
Yeah, for whatever reason. And they've got them, well, here, the next round is second round ceiling unless they make a good move at the deadline. And those teams are the Heat. They got to make a move.
They need to add a 4, most likely.
The Suns. The Blazers. Blazers always got to make a move. The Warriors. The Mavs. The Celtics, the Raptors, the Pacers. I could see those. I guess they can win a first-round series. All of them would be playing possibly against each other in the 4 and 5 or, you know, not even the 3 and 6. Those teams, they got to – it's going to be tough for any of those teams to get past – the six, although no, maybe it's not going to be that tough to get past the Sixers. The Sixers lose in the first round.
Yeah, I mean,
Jazz lose in the first round.
I mean, we're looking at the current standings. A lot of things will flip, but if we're talking about the East, you're telling me if the Bucks matched up, we've seen the Bucks lose to the Heat. You think the Heat, if they get a favorable matchup and see the Bucks in the second round, they couldn't win that series again? They could.
I'm talking about the first round.
Oh, in the first
getting
round.
To the second,
but round. Even still, the Bucks are a 3, the Heat are a 7, or could be a 6. The Heat have shown they can handle the Bucks. You go to the West, Phoenix as a 2. If they saw the Nuggets, I wouldn't guarantee Phoenix to win that series against the Nuggets. But the Nuggets are in that upper tier, the tier above.
Yeah, no. But the Nuggets would be the 2.
Yeah, but not right now.
Right.
But I'm just saying that the Phoenix right now is a 2 seed. Phoenix, if they see Portland or the Nuggets,
are they going to be there after the second
look? It's
half?
A weird year. We'll see. I don't know. They could be.
They could be. Well, if that's the case, that you know, if they're the 2 seed, and let's say, well, it'd be the Spurs or something as a 7,
or the Blazers.
The Blazers is the 7. There's a chance that they can't get past them.
Yeah, there's nothing on their
and the Jazz. The Jazz is a 3 seed, or the Jazz is a 1, even a Jazz, maybe not as a 1, playing the 8 seed, but...
If the Jazz saw the Nuggets again, I wouldn't say even as a 1 or a 2, I wouldn't give the Jazz that
series. I don't believe
series.
The Lakers are going to be 3 or 4, though.
They may not care. That's the other thing. Will the Lakers go all out for the 1 seed? They may not.
They may not.
They may not care.
Getting LeBron rest might be more important.
Yeah, and keeping Anthony Davis healthy.
Yep. Yeah, you don't want to be the 6 seeds playing the Lakers as the 3.
It's a bad look for you.
Man, or being the 5 and the Lakers are the 4.
Yeah, it'll be that last week of the season, depending on where the Lakers are, I think will be a lot of teams either looking to lose games or really trying, depending on where they're
going to
land.
I just can't believe that they're going to be I can't believe they're going to be the 3 seed.
I can see them settling.
The Suns are going to finish ahead of them. No chance.
The Clippers are tied for three. I could see the Lakers saying, you know, we're good. There's not a team in this conference better than us. Look, they may fight for the two so they can have two rounds of home court advantage. I could see that. But I don't think they'll go all out for the one. They're 3.5 back. If the Jazz continue to play well, whoever, I don't think the Lakers would go all out. I would think you would see LeBron rest late in the season, as long as they're comfortable.
Yep. The playoff contenders, the Hornets, the Spurs, the Grizz, the Pelicans, the Knicks, the Bulls, the Hawks, the Kings, and the Wizards. And then Tier 5, six teams better off tanking. The Rockets are first on that list. Rockets, Orlando, Thunder, Cleveland, the T-Wolves, and the Pistons. I don't know that they have any choice, really, if you want to know the truth.
No. Particularly, we all know the deal. If they finish outside the top four, their pick goes away. And what's the point of being bad if you can't secure a top four pick? So, you don't. So yeah, the Rockets are in the unenviable circumstance of being not only bad, but still having a shot of losing that pick. So this season of awfulness may not even net you anything if it doesn't go your way. So try to be as bad as possible.
As possible. As bad as you possibly can be. 713-780-377. Yeah, I think we all know. And even being the top three, though, you're not guaranteed.
You're not. Not the way you used to be.
You got to be number one. And then four is the furthest you can fall, right?
I think five is the furthest you can fall. But,
oh, you can fall. Yeah, that's right. You can fall four spots.
But it being the worst seed obviously makes five the least, obviously very unlikely in terms of because you got all this other space. But, yeah, you could even fall to five. So you're not guaranteed no matter where you land. But having the worst record would help. And they're battling out with Detroit. I don't think you're catching Minnesota. They're locked in terms of being bad. Because while the Rockets have lost 12 in a row, Minnesota go, oh, we can lose 8 in a row. Trust us. We can lose more, too. Don't worry about us.
That's just a battle right now. It's just a battle right now to get that number one horrific record.
And the Rockets look to lose their 13th in a row tonight. James is going to play. You expect Kyrie to play. KD, not so much, but that won't really matter.
I can't believe it's just 9.5. I cannot believe that it. Now, crazier things. No, there were crazier things.
I mean, there's always a chance.
If they stay within 9.5 tonight?
There's always a chance we hear a COVID thing where Kyrie can't play or he just takes the night off. But that's the only reason I can think why you would keep it under 10, that you think that one of those guys may not play.
The Cavs beat you by double. There's only been three games out of these 12 that you've been within double digits.
Maybe they're doing.
And the Nets aren't even double digit favorites.
Bigger upsets have happened, John.
Wow. That is unbelievable. Unbelievable.
We do have the anticipation of that tribute video that will get played tonight. So that'll be great. And the game's on ESPN. So you can listen to the national broadcast, talk about the drama that was, and then you can watch James do whatever he wants to because the Rockets like that. They like when James does whatever he wants. Now he'll get to do it for
James
the Nets.
Gonna do, they like watching James do stuff?
The Rockets, like, not only do they like James doing stuff, they just say yes to everything.
Do you think that there's going to be anybody sitting in the corner?
I don't know about the corner.
The corner of the arena.
Well, they can't sit at the – there won't be people on the baseline.
No, but they're, you know,
so you won't have a great seat.
That go up.
I guess maybe someone will sit in a corner seat and watch James do whatever he wants to the Rockets. But the Rockets like it. It's not like it's a negative. They enjoy when James has his way. He don't have his way tonight.
I bet, now I'm kind of scared.
Of what?
I bet Nets -5.5 first half and -9.5 for the game.
And you're scared? What are you scared of?
I don't know.
The only reason you would have
to
be scared is
because it's too obvious. Anytime it's too obvious, then it's gonna collapse.
Wasn't it too obvious before and you would have been right the last couple of nights?
You would have been right for this whole streak.
Yeah, so why is tonight gonna be different? Before the All-Star break, the Rockets probably just want this half of the season to be over. How much trying are they gonna do tonight?
No, this is the don't try team. This is the don't tryingest team I've ever seen.
Yeah. I mean, They'll get to look up at the big board and see all James's moment as a Rocket and all the great moments for a lot of these guys who aren't even here for it.
Oh, no. And John Wall. You mean the guy that got fat and wouldn't talk to us?
Mm-hmm.
That said we're not good enough?
That,
yes. This is the guy we're going to retire his jersey. Now we announced we're going to retire his jersey?
Honestly, if the Rockets had anything, any level of fortitude at all, they would play all his lowest moments.
James, oh.
They play his 0 for
2. Game 6 against the Spurs.
They play the 12 or 13 turnovers against the Warriors.
Oh,
in
another
that game
turnover
prior.
For James.
Yeah. The casual turnovers he did in that Warrior series.
Piss him off, dude.
Yeah. But
you
who cares?
Want him going off for 80
who,
on you tonight.
Who cares? They're going to blow you out anyway. Announce his retirement. You're going to retire his jersey and then show all the lowlights.
Yeah. You want a Cajun flounder sandwich from Popeyes?
Looks good. The Ginobili block. And then the next night when Jonathan Simmons was the next game when Jonathan Simmons was the best player on the floor in Game 6.
What about when Lou Dort is out playing him?
Well, he got that block on Lou Dort though. He can always take credit for that.
They did win the game.
Yeah,
but how about? Oh my God, Lou Dort is filling it up and destroying James Harden tonight.
Look, these are things I would do, but that's why I'm not an owner of a team because I wouldn't allow this to be a night to remember. Well, you could remember it, but it wouldn't be positive for James.
No, you don't want to piss James off.
Who cares? You play him twice a year.
So? You don't want to piss him off.
Aww.
No, because he's going to come back and get his jersey retired. You don't want to do that.
No.
You want James to feel good.
I know what the Rockets don't want to do. I know what I would do.
You just want James to feel good about your team. That's all.
Well, do you mean the team who he said wasn't good enough? No, it's not good enough. Get me out of here.
713-780-3776. One segment before News of the Weird coming your way, so don't you go anywhere. In the meantime, I want to be a champion. Like James, I want to be a champion, okay? That's what I need, champion. And that's Champion Energy. If you're looking for the best way to become a champion and save money, all you got to do is go to champion.energy/1560. The best. It is by far the best given electricity provider in this city. All you got to do is go to champion.energy/1560, and you, my friends, are going to save money every single month. Man, I don't know if you know, when the arc blast hit, there were some companies that, man, you lost your ass on that deal. Well, not Champion Energy. I had my lowest bill ever. Ever. Okay? So when you're not using your electricity because it was off, you should be saving money. In some places, that wasn't the case. All you got to do right now, be with the company that's got the best service and the best provider of electricity, champion.energy/1560.
Do you ever wonder what ESPN 97.5 hosts talk about during the breaks? Well, now we have your f***ing answer.
I don't know why you got to do it with the FM. All you got to do is say earmuffs.
Just go to twitch.tv/ESPN975 for exclusive uncensored content.
Can you earmuff it for me?
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
1032 ESPN 97.5. The Pentagon Inspector General has issued a scathing review of Republican Ronnie Jackson, concluding he made sexual and denigrating comments, drank alcohol, and violated the policy on taking Ambien while working as the White House physician.
Who is this?
What's the problem here?
The things he did again.
Drank alcohol.
Okay, check.
Violated policy on taking Ambien.
I don't know.
Sexual and denigrating comments.
Yes. He's talking about you.
Do you make denigrating comments?
I never would.
Is that a thing you do?
I'm an ally, Del. Uh-huh.
Are you?
Do you take Ambien?
You know, you mentioned that. It's funny.
Have you ever taken Ambien?
Yeah.
Okay, then that's you.
You mentioned you're an ally.
Not while I'm working.
Oh, okay, sure. Mary, our good friend, who's the author of this.
Are you though?
She's trying to get a job with USA Hockey. I think for the women's branch of that, and she had to write a letter. And she wrote a letter about how how she knows there isn't the correct avenue for women in sports. She mentioned ESPN 97.5. Actually, she mentioned working for us. She didn't mention that she knows it's a. She said it's a male dominated field, and I couldn't help but be like, she's talking about John.
No, that's not true.
She's talking about
she's not
John.
Talking about
she's
me.
She's talking about John.
I hope Mary gets a job.
So do I.
Listen to her. Play it again. I want you to listen to. Does it sound like she's joking, or does it sound like a kind of a sadness and a tinge of disappointment? Mm. Here, listen.
Are you though?
Yes.
Listen
no,
to
she,
the end of her.
And
goes,
I said yes.
Are you though? Listen.
Are you though?
Yeah.
I can hear the sadness in her voice.
There's not any disappointment in her voice. There's none. Not
she
not
said,
a
are you though?
Are you though?
And John responded with,
I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way.
No, I did not say that. I said I thought it was funny to hear females talking about routes.
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes.
Yeah, that's what I said. Because it was kind of funny.
All right? Are you though?
I am. I'm a huge, huge ally.
Shout out to Mary. Hopefully she gets
am
that
I
job.
On Team Jamel or not? Yes.
Are you though?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Pedro Leon is here. Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. Pedro Leon sitting down to do an interview. I don't hope he talks American.
That's American's not a language, John.
Yeah.
American is not an actual official language.
I hope he does. That's all. Ask the English if American is a language. They say we don't speak their language.
Yeah, we don't speak the Queen's English.
No, we don't. Chris Sims put out his draft QB rankings. Number one, quarterback.
Mac Jones?
Nope.
Zach Wilson.
Correct.
Course, because he's trying to dab on everybody. And number two, Trevor Lawrence. Number three, Justin Fields.
Mac Jones.
White boy super squad.
Number four,
Trevor Lance.
Kellen Mond.
I mean, Trey Lance. No, he's not.
Kellen Mond.
Oh, he's just trying to flex on people.
Number five, Justin Fields. Number six, Trey Lance.
Okay. Yeah.
My favorite part of Chris.
Somebody retweeted, here's that attention you ordered.
My favorite part of Chris Sims.
Or a girl with the.
My favorite part of Chris Sims and his list is everyone immediately goes, you sucked at quarterback. What do you know?
Reminder, Chris Sims once thought he was really good too.
Now, that's from Ian. Now, if he had a list that was right down the middle with people excited about, like they thought this is good, they'd say, hey, this guy actually played the position, so he's going to know a little something about what he's seeing. Like, that could cut both ways. This guy played the position, or that's Chris Sims. We're talking about Chris Sims. Are you going to remember this play? And somebody could dig up. Good things gifts weren't around whenever he almost got Mike Williams killed. Remember when he had an interception and Mike Williams and Sed Benson tried to go tackle the guy from Colorado and they smashed into each other and Mike Williams like almost broke his neck or something? Like, way to go, Chris Sims. And I'll never forget. I'd been going out with Nicole for I don't know how long. I guess obviously less than a year. And Chris Solis, just because he knew Chris Sims, he's like, he looks at her and goes, Chris Sims sucks. We're at the game. He's so pissed off. Nice job, Chris Sims.
Oh man, we'll have to break this down at some point. Tomorrow we'll try to do this. Warren Sharp put out free agency spending and wins and how much teams spent and how many wins they had. That's kind of a big deal. And we'll try to go through that tomorrow. We'll try to do that for you tomorrow right here on ESPN 97.5, 10:37 here on the show. Recapping what the big story was: James Harden getting his jersey retired. These guys made a big deal out of it. Did they get a pizza? No. So until they get a pizza, I guess this is going to be a big story. Who cares? James Harden hopes that fans show him love tonight at the arena. Dell, more boos? Will you hear more boos or will you hear more cheers tonight?
Well, I hear it. I don't care enough to have the game on, honestly. I'll watch it. He'll hear more cheers. People love him. I don't mind the fans loving him for what he did and brought certainly a lot of relevance and great moments. I understand that part of it. I just don't like the organization.
Would you? Okay. I know you don't boo. I don't boo.
Neither. No.
But if you could only do one of two things, you had to do one of the two, would you boo or would you cheer?
Do you know me at all? If I was forced to do one, I would boo the hell out of him. Boo. Do you know me?
Yeah. Hey, Dell is not even going to give that much energy to somebody.
But no, if I had to.
But if you had to, gun to your head, you got to do one.
He's booing probably 90% of the people in the world.
I boo John.
He's a little ball.
No. He's going to get cheered tonight.
No, he's talking about me.
No,
when you're asking me that question.
Yeah. Oh, he would boo
90%. He would
90%.
Boo you.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
would boo him.
Okay, what
he
would
you
do tonight?
He would boo most people.
What would you do tonight?
I think he'd boo Tua.
Well, he better play well.
But what would you do? Boo tonight or cheer?
Man, that's a tough one. Because I'm not a booer either.
No, I'm not a booer either. But if probably, I had to do one of the two.
Probably cheer.
I wouldn't.
I'm not a booer, so it's hard for me to get there. I was pissed off.
No,
when James,
I don't boo. I do cheer, but for James, I think I would boo.
I'm not mad that he just kind of doesn't have a winning gene. Like, how can I be mad that he gets nervous and kind of chokes in clutch situations?
You think he's got like some kind of syndrome?
Yeah, choker syndrome. I'm not mad at him. He played really well in the regular season.
I don't know.
He had moments.
You're not mad at him? You weren't mad at him after game six against the Spurs?
Oh, I was super mad.
Yeah, that was an effort thing. That wasn't a choke thing.
No, he intentionally quit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I lost a certain level of respect that I could never get back for him because I knew something was shady.
Yeah. That was one of the headlines. David Johnson reworked his deal. John McClain says that five teams have called the Texans about. Now, I would imagine more teams would have called. They're just not taking their calls, right? Right? One would think that would be the case, right? Five teams called the Texans about Watson. Is that it? That's it?
Seems low.
Seems like a low number.
Considering.
Seems there's a lot more teams that need a quarterback.
And everyone's telling me that this is going to be a huge deal. Everyone's going to be in on it. Five seems low.
Of all of the teams that need a quarterback, the only one that shouldn't is Jacksonville.
That should be the one who says, Texans, don't call us. We're good here.
No, we're fine where we're at. But Chris Sims would take Zach Wilson instead of Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, but I agree because he played the position. He knows things.
Yeah.
But if I didn't agree, I'd say he sucked as a pro and he couldn't beat out Major Applewhite. So he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Right, right.
He let Roy Williams do a Superman on him. So he sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he did, too. Yeah.
Superman that
He did Superman him.
That's where Soldier Boy got that from.
Think you're making that up.
The whole... No, that's a little known fact. I saw it on VH1.
No, zero known fact.
Yeah.
It's not really a fact.
Yeah, it's
nobody
not
knows,
a fact.
But he goes, Superman that hoe. The whole thing where he goes like that is like Roy, not the crank that Soldier Boy mm-hmm. that much, but when he jumps... At the very, when he does, you know.
I think John makes a good point. When you say little known fact, do you mean zero known fact?
Yeah, people didn't know that that's where
no
Soulja
one knew
Boy
it
got
because
it from.
It's not
it's
true.
Not
Roy
true.
Williams Superman that hoe. And that hoe is.
He did not. Mm. I don't think he's ever
Chris
seen the play
Sims
before.
Chris Sims is the hoe.
Yeah, and he supermanned him.
Ooh. You want to talk? You really want to talk about Chris Sims that way?
He the
I don't care.
Hoe?
I'm a Major Applewhite guy.
As well you
what?
Should.
Yep. Chris I'm not Sims. A Chris Sims guy. You picked one.
Chris Sims cost Texas a chance at the 2001 national title.
You did have to pick one.
My wife, that's how me and my wife met. She got an email argument with me when we were 6'10". That's how I knew her, by her email. And she was like going all in on Chris Sims. I'm like, what? What are you talking about?
That's how you two met? And a Chris Sims fight?
And she also
you got into a Chris Sims fight?
She made fun of the Aggies. She said, there was some story. Do you remember that an old man Aggie supposedly got pushed down? Probably really actually happened. Got pushed down after Texas and A&M played at one of the games, and A&M made a really big deal. And she's like, "Oh yeah, right." Some old man, like she was, you know, total Longhorn fan, just disavowing any potential that an old man could have been pushed down. She's like, "Going for the," you know, she did the whole "you're just going for the attention" type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, just being hateful Longhorn.
No, yeah, she's well, okay.
It's her brand.
That no, she was on brand, no question. All right, News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't you go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
ESPN 97.5's third annual Bracket Madness, presented by Bud Light Seltzer Lemonade, supported by C-Force Water, and Dr. Linville with Hair Solutions Houston is back. We'll be giving prizes away to 97.5 winners. That includes the 0.5 winner, which is the penultimate or, in other words, second-to-last winner in the whole bracket. And did we mention this is all free? Prizes include $50 gift cards to Rooster's Men Grooming, El Tiempo, Uber Eats, Casa do Brasil, and much more. Head to ESPN975.com to register now. It's Bracket Madness presented by Bud Light Seltzer Lemonade. Bubbly, bold, packed with lemonade flavor.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN97.5. So... I didn't know this. Michael Andretti sets the world record in car made of cake. He holds the record for the fastest car made of cake. Did you know that, Del?
I didn't know that was a thing that was measured, how fast you could drive in a car made of cake.
Yeah.
Does it have a cake engine? Is it yellow cake?
He went 17 miles an hour.
So the cake is, the engine's even made of cake?
I don't know that. No, you gotta have an. I don't know.
Who cares if it's a cake
17
exterior?
17 miles an hour. You can't go. Have you ever gone 17 miles an hour in a car cake? No.
No, that sounds stupid.
Do you want to send in your poop? If you do,
where do I have to send it?
Get a 6-pack from Duclaw in new Give a Crap Challenge. The unusual ask is part of the clever Give a Crap Challenge hatched by the Colon Cancer Foundation, Squatty Potty, and Duclaw Brewing Company. You will get a 6-pack of Duclaw. I don't know what Duclaw is. Is that like one of those?
I don't know. Fancy beers? I don't know.
Or is it from Crap Shack? I don't know. Anyway.
It's Duclaw Brewing Company. So.
Oh, yeah. Is it like one of those Trulies or?
Craft beer from Baltimore.
Okay. All right. And like friend AJ, you should send in your crap because you like that crappy beer. I mean, I don't. I'm going to get a Coors Light. If they said, you know what, send us, I don't know. I don't know what I would say. I would send anything. Whatever. Send us one of your kids for a case of Coors Light. Okay. I'd do that. But not for Duclaw for a craft beer.
So you realize the logistics of this. You got to collect your crap.
And then put it in a...
To send it someplace. You've got to handle your crap for multiple minutes and make sure you get it to a mailbox. You want to do that?
Yeah.
For a six-pack?
No. No, I don't want to handle my crap, period. You know what? Flush it. Leave it.
There's always a price for people. Our dearly departed, Raheel, always had a price. What's the price?
Well, this is helping... Colorectal cancer.
Yeah, but that's not a good enough price for you. We've determined that.
Oh, yeah. What's the prize?
What's the price? There's always a price for people. $2,000, handle your own crap. If I said tax-free, you get a
case of Coors Light.
That's enough?
That's enough.
Huh.
Yeah.
So if I brought in a case of Coors Light for you, would you send your crap into this challenge? I don't think so. You say that now, but if
because they're going to send me Duclaw, and I don't want that.
But you don't. No, I'm going to provide.
I know, but I don't want the Duclaw around me. That's all.
Oh yeah, I know.
I'm opposed.
Fine. What if I just gave you a random PO box to send it to? Would you do it then?
Did you see this? An Iowa restaurant has Fruit Loop pizza. Del,
no.
Do you want Fruit Loop pizza?
I don't like fruit. I'm not a huge fan of Fruit Loop donuts that people like. Nah, I'm out. I don't want that. I don't want sweet on my pizza.
I don't want sweet on my pizza.
Nah, it's not what I'm looking for.
Mm-mm. There's the. Do you know who Anna Paul is?
No.
She is the number one OnlyFans model.
Oh, congratulations to her.
1.2 million followers on TikTok. TikTok has banned her.
What does she do on TikTok?
She has done nothing. They just say you're a sex worker and you can't be on TikTok.
That's discriminatory.
It kind of is.
She doesn't do things that are against their regulations.
Our community guidelines make it clear.
She's trying to use him to grift followers for her.
It's not a
grift. That's what it is. Just like they say, the NFL always tells you, You cannot, unless you get express written consent from the NFL, mm-hmm. you can't rebroadcast our games. You know why?
Because
you're making money off the shield.
It's not the same thing.
You're making money off the talk.
Yeah. No, no, no. Apparently, she was using TikTok to send her followers to her OnlyFans. So
and that's
said,
against TikTok's rules?
That's again, yeah, you cannot. Do one of your you dancers. Can't use TikTok to send it to another website.
She said,
to
I
send
would,
people to another
it was
one.
A shock because I had never had a warning before. None of my videos have ever gone against community guidelines whatsoever. It's so weird. I don't know what I've done. There are so many other sex workers on TikTok, so I just post my day to day. I just post myself going to lunch. That's what my issue would be. There are plenty of other women or just sex workers. They don't have to be just women who are using TikTok as a promotional tool. I think we need to look in deeper. Hmm. And by deeper, I mean, let's go to OnlyFans and see what's going on
see
there.
See what she's doing over there. The stuff she's doing. We got to investigate.
We got to investigate.
We're taking a deep dive.
I'm nothing but thorough. I don't know how to say that. I'm thorough. I would go to OnlyFans and say, look, TikTok, you've crossed the line.
Apparently in England, they are, or no, this is in, oh, excuse me. This is in Cincinnati. Health experts are asking to substitute the term chest milk or human milk for breast milk. No more breast milk.
Chest milk?
Chest milk or human milk because it's non-inclusive. You're not including men in this.
By saying chest milk?
How is that non-inclusive? No, by saying breast milk.
Breast milk.
Well, who produces the milk? The breast does.
We do not want to be... What about transgender and non-binary parents?
Do they crank up the milk?
Do they produce milk?
Well, but you don't want them to feel bad that they can't by saying breast milk. You want to call it
milk?
Human milk.
You want to drink some bull milk?
Do those human... Ugh, that doesn't sound great at all. But do those... But they're only a certain part of the human species creates or milk. Women.
It doesn't matter.
Right?
But if you're non-binary parent, you don't want to be reminded that you can't produce that.
So
you want to be included.
So
human milk.
So human milk, even though you're fully aware you can't create it and you're getting that human milk from someplace else.
Don't you just say like chest milk?
Chest milk.
It comes from the chest.
Of
what?
Not breast. Well, because I don't have breasts. I don't have breasts, but I have a chest. So it's including.
Hold on. There are plenty of men who have breasts.
Yeah, but not that's like Phil Mickelson, you mean?
I didn't say that. You said that.
Okay. But that's
but
not.
But they can't crank out the milk.
But what about if you're skinny? You don't. You don't have breasts.
True.
Okay.
But if you adopt a child as a woman, you don't have breast milk either, correct? So what is it? So either way.
Yeah, but you when you're feeding the child.
You're still feeding the child someone
milk,
else's milk.
You don't want it to be called, because then you feel bad about yourself.
I feel like this is something that maybe affected 15 people, and they're making it a thing.
I know. We like to do that now in the country. We take, it's like, how many people does it affect? Everybody.
Got a couple emails.
Look at this. Amazon is changing this. What does this remind you of?
Yeah, it's a wiener.
No, that's not it.
It's the
head.
They
think it reminds you of that. Of Adolf Hitler.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Oh. I don't know how, but apparently they're changing their logo. It's got the Dell. It's got the little blue tab
I
up there.
I can see it. But Hitler was mustache was shorter.
What? How is that?
It doesn't remind me of Hitler.
I know, but apparently to Amazon, they have to change their logo.
To what?
The icon depicts a blue strip of tape over an Amazon logo.
The strip of tape is what they have a problem with?
Oh, the strip of tape.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, no. This is the one, and this is what they turn it into. See, now that maybe it had the little...
If you thought
that does look a little bit like Hitler's mustache.
So then why don't we cancel Michael Jordan for
that's
having
what I was,
a Hitler
I think Michael
mustache.
Jordan when I look at that.
Right.
One
not
guy
Hitler.
Actually had a Hitler mustache.
But that does look a little Hitler-ish.
It is
That
Hitler-ish.
Does look a little Hitler.
Yeah.
The blue piece of tape.
Look how the bottom of it is.
Looks
it
Hitler-ish?
Looks, no, it looks like that's his smile and that's the mustache.
That doesn't look like a mustache. It looks like a blue piece of tape.
Listen, I'm offended.
Oh, my God.
Okay. As well you should be.
Is this segment always this bad?
Yes.
In terms of stupid stories?
Stupid stories.
Yes, it
yes,
is.
Yes, yes, yes.
And frankly, when I think Hitler would say something like this if it was brought up.
I'm uncomfortably close to your wang. That's if it's a musical.
It is kind of a musical. We're done. That is The Bench right here on ESPN 97.5. Lance is still in here working. I can't wait till Joe is here.
You better clean that table up.
The press box is next.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now. Do it. Do it. Do it now.